I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Are you serious?
Yes, there are plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you are killing some time with us. I'm Marcus Bronzy.
I'm Funk Butcher.
Hey, 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 hey. Now, Apple bought Beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Bought them out. Like, yes. Yo, you were bought right now. Dre, take that bill.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after tax, it's not a billion, but you can still go around and tell everyone that you've got billions. And... they've had a good few sets of headphones, Beats. I, like with wearables, have found that headphone-wise, I like a DJing pair of headphones called Sennheiser HD25s.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm not using those, my go-to pair of headphones for years mm-hmm. have been the Apple EarPods, the second generation ones. And you said you rate them as well, Funk, don't you? Mm-hmm. Good sound, mm-hmm. good output.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get sent headphones, I compare them to those. And also, it's good to compare them to those because it's most likely that you, the listener, is listening with something like that, or you have listened to something like that. I rate those headphones.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I like the fact that the Apple headphones, these are the out-of-the-box, regular £25 ones, $25 ones. I've put them in a wash, and they've come out sounding clean, sounding great. I've had them for like 6 months at a time, use them every day, and they've not matched up. So I'm very skeptical when it comes to listening to new headphones. But we here at How to Kill an Hour got sent the Beats X from Beats, which are owned by Apple. And the first thing I've got to say with these out of the box is the unboxing experience was very premium. I can't lie. Apple know what they're doing. They know how to make you feel special. I reckon if Apple took me on a date, I'd be all theirs. Yours as well. So got these out of the box. They come with a pretty nifty carry case. I'm not really somebody who likes to put my headphones in a case, so I whipped them over my shoulders. I do like the design.
Yep.
Because I'll chuck them over to you, Funk. I do like the design because they have this thick, kind of tangle-free plastic tether between the headphones. So these are wireless Bluetooth headphones, but the actual earbuds you put in, they are connected.
Yeah, very BDSM going on, like a whip.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were a secret agent, you know that you'd have a garrote in there secretly. They sit over your shoulders like a little thin plastic strap sits over the back of your shoulder, back of your neck, and the headphones go in your ears, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Now the buds, how they get into your ears, they've got these little wings on them and they help secure them in place. Now, there's another pair of Beats headphones which is specifically made for the gym, which have like these super over-the-ear connectors, and I think they're probably the most securest fit.
Okay.
But those are reasonably secure, so the buds stay in your ear, and that's it for the design.
Okay.
For the sound.
Yeah. Tell me about the sound, because I'm a sound man.
Funk. Out of all of the wireless headphones, Bluetooth headphones I've tried, these ones kick the fuck out of it, bro.
Really?
These are the ones. Yeah, now, there's a little twist to it.
Okay.
I flatten the EQ on my phone
because
I EQ up my sound. Even my Spotify is EQ'd to how I like it. If you didn't know, you can do it, go into your settings. If you're Spotify Premium, you can get a little bit of bass here or there. I flattened it because the Beats, they give you a bit of extra bass, so they tailor them so they're bassy anyway.
Yeah.
So I had to flatten it, because if you try and have all your bass up on your phone, it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
But I flattened my phone because I know what Beats are like, and I listened to the new Kendrick Lamar album, bruv. It sounded very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds good. Terms of connecting them to your phone, because they're Apple.
Yeah.
Connecting them to your phone, all you do literally is hold down the power button, hold them near your phone with a Bluetooth on, and it says, do you want to connect to these Bluetooth headphones, these Beats? Yes, done. Simple. It's no fucking around.
Okay.
I was skeptical So that's the, yeah, I told you about the flex form cable, which is great. You've got a microphone on it as well, so you can take calls, make calls, whatever. Bit weird though, the design. Mm-hmm. I've noticed you've done the same thing I've did. You're wearing them the wrong way around because you're used to wearing Apple headphones and the on the right hand side's where the remote is.
Yeah.
That's where you're used to having it.
Yeah.
It's on the left. So you have to wear it the other way around. Really weird for me to get used to. Yeah. So you just got, you have the control center on the left side where you're playing pause. Bit weird that, innit? I don't know why they didn't just put it on the right.
Okay.
I was skeptical about one feature on it though, because it's got this new Apple W1 chip that makes it easy for it to connect. Also the headphones, when they're not in, they're magnetized, so they stick together.
Okay.
Funk just tried to put them on over his headphones. Right. Also, yeah, one thing I was skeptical about is they have 8 hours charge, which, yep, I was like, cool, you can carry full charge. But they said if you charge them for 5 minutes, you can get two hours play out of them. That's what they said. 5 minute quick charge, 2 hours play. So I was like, really? So the first thing I did was run them the fuck down, emptied the shit out of them. And I set a timer on my phone. I'm never usually this finicky. And I set the charger, I set the thing for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I came back to it and it'd been popping off for like 30 seconds. So I've charged them for 5.5 minutes from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2.5 hours out of them. No lie.
Okay.
And that's great, man. Okay. And long story short, I've been wearing them all week, man. I think that could be, that could be my next headphone, my next stable headphone. The only thing that I would be upset about is if I was to lose them.
Yeah.
But because you wear them around your neck all the time, they're real easy. Plus, because they're Apple, with the iCloud, if you have everything hooked up with the iCloud, once you connect them to your phone, they very easily connect to the rest of your iCloud devices as well.
And that's the part that obviously I was waiting for, because obviously ecosystem. This is... It's not even just the ecosystem. You pointed out an issue there, which you've had a lot of problems with your adapters, and obviously the iPhone 7 now has AirPods.
Yep.
So this kind of is a happy solution. You can have something around your neck, which is harder to lose, harder to misplace.
Yep.
What's the price point?
What's the price point at now, Billy?
140, I think.
£140. About 130 quid, actually, on Amazon.
And that's compared to the AirPods, which are about 170 as well.
Where are they at now as well?
Yeah, Beats X are
130. Yeah, Apple AirPods are still like a couple of £100.
Mm.
And it's funny because the AirPods, there are people that sell accessories to keep the, like, the wings, mm-hmm, like that they've got on those Beats, which kind of keep them in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, Funk, just simple. And literally, I can sit here on my laptop with them in, quickly go to my Bluetooth settings, boom, they've connected to my laptop, connect to my phone. That's just so simple. And that W1 trip that Apple has gone on about, and I know Android has Quick Connect as well,
mm-hmm,
but in terms of like the whole connection process, I was just like, super easy. Mm. It's a good sound,
mm-hmm,
super easy. I mean, if you want a cheaper headphone wired, obviously there's cheaper alternatives, but for wireless headphones,
mm-hmm,
bro, I'm down.
Mm.
I'm down. But just make sure you don't try and EQ your stuff bassy, because they're bassy headphones already. So yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool with them, man. Nice. I like them. Also, Funk, I went and killed some time at the Junkyard Golf Course in East London.
Okay.
So I've given you something, by the way, listener, that you can enjoy in any part of the world. But this next thing is specifically for people that are in London, because you've got to do it in London. Actually, they've got places in Manchester as well, actually, and another one somewhere in the UK. Mm. We went to it's like crazy golf.
Yeah. In a junkyard. Okay.
It's not really junky though. It's like they've got these themed courses. Mm-hmm. So they've got courses that are like film based, mm-hmm, tropical, jungle based.
Mm-hmm.
The one I did was, I did a few of them. Did a jungle based one. And there's one which was kind of like TV and movie based. They've got like names as well. So there's like Bruce, just the old school movie mashup. They've got Bozo, Gary. Oh yeah, Gary I did actually as well. Scrapyard. That's like their main one.
Mm-hmm.
Scrapyard Challenge. And it's like crazy golf, indoors, with bars as well. So you roll into the place, get a drink, put your jacket up, go and play crazy golf. And like during the golf course, you've got people at bars like, yeah, do you want a shot? Do you want a drink?
Nice.
Which is all right. It was a lot of fun. It was indoors, so you can do it any time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't win, which I'm not going to take too personally, but that's the only thing I don't like about crazy golf, is that someone with no skill can come along and mash you up. And I've been practicing my golf swing for a few months now, and I was in there like trying to tee up properly, Nah, man. Yeah. You can just roll in.
You were like Tiger Woods after the divorce.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't good Tiger. But yeah, I had a good bit of fun. It's simple, man. We put links to that. We'll put links to that and the BeatsX in the show description. Mm-hmm. Check those out. Mm-hmm. I have one thing that I'm going to... One gripe about Junkyard Golf.
Which is?
And it was in the food department. I got to say, they got this nice beer in there called Korev. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Hot dog. Delicious. Nachos. Delicious. But...
The price.
It wasn't the price, bruv. The price was delicious.
Okay.
And this isn't just with Junkyard Golf. It's with everyone. And this might just be my own personal gripe. Why is there never enough cheese on my nachos?
Oh, my God.
There's never enough cheese on my nachos.
So you take issue with the portions there?
The portion was good for the nachos and the chilies and stuff. But just, the portion of cheese. I'm never happy with the portion of cheese. And it's not just Junkyard Golf. It's worldwide. This is a worldwide issue that we need to deal with, because a man can't enjoy a dry nacho.
Yeah.
A man can't have a nacho stuck to the top of his mouth with no cheese to break that away. A man can't maintain a good day's work knowing that he's got dry nachos floating around in his belly. A nacho must have sufficient cheese. Chili.
Have no fear, Brother Marcus. Towards the end of the show, I'm sure Billy will draft up a letter to the United Nations.
I mean,
get this problem resolved.
And it's not a hard fix. What we need to do is we need to start layering. Layering is the key, everybody. Yeah. Now, the layering is very simple. You start with a bed of cheese. You put some nachos on, then you put some more cheese on. And you put some nachos on, you put some more. Let's start caring for our nachos. Yeah,
maybe the head of Junkyard Golf is lactose intolerant, and the cheese quantities are adequate enough for his sensitive stomach.
Maybe we just have some sort of regular. Maybe there's a regulation for nachos and cheese that I'm not aware of, where it's like one scoop.
Yeah,
you only have one scoop. But I don't know. I don't feel like I don't want to feel like I have to nag for more cheese.
Maybe
I don't want to be that guy that asks for more cheese. So I sit there and I suffer in silence.
Fine. I think this is the Brexit effect. The cows aren't here. The cows are in Brussels and they're refusing to produce more cheese for us. So this is the quantities we've got now.
Nah.
This is it. In 2 years' time, we're finally out and Article 50 is all done.
What? Will we have no cheese?
No cheese. Your nachos will just be crisps.
I don't know if I could live like that, bruv. Dry nacho.
Hot crisps. That's what it means.
Nah, what's next? No butter on toast. What's next? Frying eggs in water. What's next for us?
Egg McMuffin with no egg.
It's like if you came to my house and I made you a sandwich, but all of the filling was in one side of the sandwich and the other side was bread. How would you feel about that? Or you went to Subway and you ordered a foot long and only filling was in one half of the foot long and the other side of the foot long was bread. How would that make you feel inside? Angry and upset, right?
And hungry.
But yeah, other than that, Junkyard Golf was good. Brilliant. The nachos.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That were cheesy, were quite nice.
Brilliant.
So check that out. As well as that, Funk, R. Billy, we have secured drones on the show, which are great to fly. R. Billy has secured a drone, which is very, very unique. I mean, Billy, do you want to come over and hop on my mic? Because I've been doing a lot of talking and I feel a little bit emotional about cheese. Oh, you can hop on Funk's mic if you want. What's wrong with my mic?
You're all the way over there.
Dread. How you doing, Billy?
Not too bad.
I feel like you've not been on the mic on the show for a while.
I haven't been for a while, no.
Is it because we promised that we'd be getting you involved in some sort of How to Kill an Hour situation and you agreed to something?
And I didn't know what it was.
And you didn't know what it was. That's still in process, by the way.
It hasn't happened yet, no.
Yes. A lie I didn't tell you. Bill, what did you get your hands on, drone-wise, for the show?
Cheerison CX Stars mini drone, or ultra mini drone, should I say.
What the hell is a Cheerison CX Star ultra mini drone?
It's a drone that's very tiny.
Such a cunt. Billy just lives to mug us off, you know.
It's a tiny
Billy
drone.
Billy just lives to mug us off. What is it? It's a drone that's ultra tiny. But yeah, so when it came, what did the box look like for this ultra mini drone?
Just about as big as that box. You can't really see
as
it
big
because
as that
it's
box.
A podcast.
As big as that box.
It's a tiny box.
So if you're listening to this, just look at the closest box and Billy's pointing at that. Penalty box, box of cards. How big would you say it? A very...
It's about, 20 centimetres by 10?
I'd say it's about... I don't know.
I'd say a large slice of toast.
Yeah.
It's just, the box is...
Half a size of toast.
A large slice of English toast. Hovis. Seeded batch.
Half a size.
What? How big is your toast in your house?
That's small.
You have toast that is bigger than the palm of your hand. That bigger than your hand and all your fingers.
I can see that. Yeah, it's about that, yeah.
Okay, cool. All
right. VHS tape size?
Yeah, the same size of VHS. That's a bad reference point as well. imagine getting two iPhone 7s and putting them next to each other. That size.
Yeah,
that's right, a good reference point. Yeah, there you go. Right, so... And when you opened it, what was in the box?
The controller, spare wingtips, charger, and the drone. That was
okay.
It.
And how big was the actual drone itself?
It's about 50 pence size, isn't it? About
size of 50p. It's tiny. And in terms of charging it up and stuff, how do you charge something so tiny?
It's got like a little adapter on it. You just plug it in, as you would do like a lightning connector. You just plug it in. Takes about 8 minutes to charge up. We've got about 8 minutes flight time.
That's not bad. How was the flying experience?
It was good. I'd be better to go outside. And I would advise, there is another one you can get. I didn't get this one, but it gets propeller protectors on it.
Yeah.
So you can't bend the propeller.
Okay.
When I've used it, the propeller's a little bit bent, so it doesn't fly straight now.
Okay. So So the propellers that you had on it weren't protected.
They're a bit
because
flimsy,
it's so small.
Yeah.
I presume you're flying it indoors?
Yeah, I flew it outside as well.
How did it do outside?
I done all right. Surprisingly well, to be honest.
Okay.
About 20, 30 meters in the sky.
Really? You're not worried you're going to lose it?
Well, yeah, you could just see where it was going. But because I was about to go into a telephone line.
Yeah.
So I just, it says if you're about to hit something, just shut the power off and it'll just drop.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'll break the motors inside. So I just dropped it,
okay.
And I think it bent one of the propellers.
Okay, so you didn't have the propeller protectors. As a young, virile man who is currently... Are you currently single, Billy? I don't know, because sometimes, you know, Billy likes to just slide in and out of that status without telling us. Do you feel like you've learned a lesson? There's some sort of metaphor with your drone flying without protectors and being sort of damaged by flying without sufficient protection. Do you feel like that's taught you a life
Always
lesson?
Always have a... some sort of protection.
That's right. Even if you're just going for a test flight.
Yeah.
It sounds like the story of Icarus when Icarus flew too close to the sun.
Dicarus, what?
This is Dicarus. Dicarus. Dicarus's cousin.
So yeah, like when Icarus flew too close to the sun. Yeah. See, Icarus was the kind of guy that'll go raw dog. Yeah. He'll go raw dog on a chick, even if like she's like, hey, I'm not sure, you know, Icarus will be like, I got this, man. He'll get lost in the sauce. So yeah, so Billy, anyway, this Cheerison CX drone, bit of fun. Worth it?
Yeah, I paid about a tenner for it. They are online anywhere between 10 to 20 pounds. It just depends on where you get them from.
Tenner for a drone isn't bad. I don't think it's a bad price.
It's not bad at all.
And do you say if you're a drone expert, this would be for you, or more like entry
level?
I'd
say it's a beginner, so to get yourself into the world of drones, right, and then you'll be all right.
And your one bit of advice is strap up.
Yeah.
All right.
There is another drone I've looked at that I might put some cash down and buy and pick it up.
Yeah.
One of the parrot ones, but we'll see. And okay, I'll bring it into the studio.
All right. And it can fly indoors as well.
Yeah. This one's got a stabilization, so you won't need to not hit walls.
All right, cool. And where can we find all the information about this drone, please?
Haskellnow.com/blog.
Download website. Yeah. Yeah, before we wrap up though, man, how have you been, Billy? In and of yourself. Been well?
I've been all right, yeah.
How's the dating game going?
So. I've been exhausted these past few months.
Exhausted from the amount of female attention that you've got off the back of How to Kill an Hour?
Just working, doing podcasts, starting up at this new radio station that I'm working on.
Okay.
So,
all right. So, no time for ladies?
Not at the moment. Well, I will find time.
Oh!
But yeah, constantly, I've just been out of it. And I'm going back to the gym soon.
Okay.
I've had about 5 months off.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm going back to the gym soon.
So, ladies,
lift
beware.
Them weights.
Is the gym ready for your return?
Maybe. Because I can see that I've lost some strength. I've lost some mass. So I need to get back on that.
So you've lost a bit of mass, lost a bit of strength.
Yeah.
And how are you going to get this mass and strength back?
Food, creatine, water, protein, vegetables, right, greens.
All right. What are your thoughts on this, Funk?
He's like Hugh Jackman without the muscles.
Billy
he's
could be the next Wolverine.
Yeah.
Billy could be fuck Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
You could be the next Wolverine.
Wolverine in school.
Yeah. Wolverine the young years. The young years. Young man
I've
Logan.
I've had a shave though, haven't I? So
yeah.
It's not as full as it was.
Young man Logan. Right. So Billy, this summer you're going to be ripped, pumped. We're going to get you out on the road and we're going to introduce a lot of ladies to Billy's.
Well, I think that game that we reviewed the other day, that'd be quite a good pickup tool.
What, fuck?
The game.
Fuck the car game?
Yeah.
What, because, oh, so you say, hi, do you want to play fuck? And if they say, yeah, sure, win. If they say, what the fuck, you pervert? You say, oh, I'm talking about a car game, man. Is that what you mean?
That's your way out.
Well, no, not exactly that. I didn't really have that idea. That's putting an idea in my head, though.
Okay.
Hey. Cool.
All right, fair enough. Right, all right, that's Billy letting us know about the Cheerson CX Stars drone. Man, lots of ways to kill time we have spent this week. And we've got loads more other ways killing time as well. Some stuff in studio, some stuff out. I'm going to put it out now. Mario Kart 8.
Woo!
I'm going to mash everyone up. I did it at the Funk's rolling his eyes at me.
Please.
Do you know what? I was at a family do the other day,
yeah?
And I was all like having adult conversations. I'm a big man now. It's like, yeah, adulting. And I looked out the corner of my eye at some like 15-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds, couple of other kids playing Mario Kart on the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
I looked over and one of the adults says, oh, you want to mess around with the kids? Careful, they'll embarrass you. And one of the kids was like, yeah, we'll embarrass you. I said, you're going to embarrass me. At Mario Kart. You're going to embarrass... Bro, I took it seriously. I strolled over, sat down on the couch next to these kids, yeah? And they were like, what character do you want to be? I said, pick me a character, yeah? And they're like, what kart do you want? Because, you know, like the Wii U versions, like... Because I'm N64 and SNES Mario Kart, where you just had a kart and speed, yeah? In these ones, you get, like, wheels, like, you know, you get different sort of gliders and stuff. I was like, pick all the attributes for me, yeah? Those little motherfuckers, yeah? Because I was playing on the Nintendo Wii. Those motherfuckers, yeah? Told me the wrong buttons because I haven't played it for a while. They didn't tell me all the buttons.
I'm just getting ready for all these excuses.
Wait for it.
Yeah, go on.
They didn't tell me the buttons.
Yeah.
Guess who came first place? He cheated. How'd you do that? Shut up, man. Let me go with the adults now, man. Talking smack to me about Mario Kart. I think I'm world class level.
Then we need to find some way of streaming the first game that we play.
I think we should do a 360 stream, in here. And just, bro, I don't know if you want to see that many angles of me winning, though. Do you want to see all that win? Do you want to see it? It's bad enough just hearing me bang on about it. I'm world class standard when it comes to Mario Kart. I'm like Neo in the Matrix.
I let my player do the talking, so... I will play and talk
at the same time.
Okay.
I'm just gonna win here, you know, you see his tactical maneuver here. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Blue shell after blue shell.
There's certain levels to Toad, that even the developers of the game don't even know about.
And I showed it to them. Bro, I'm Morpheus.
And on that note, Nintendo, bring it on.
There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sagoa.